Welcome to This Week on Channel 9. Again, I'm Vlad.
I'm Nikola. And nothing happened this week that's important.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, the Seahawks won. That was awesome, right?
Yeah, that was awesome.
There's nothing else we can talk about this week. That was last. No, that was Sunday. That's part of this week, right?
Yeah, okay. That's right.
What else are we going to talk about this week?
It's already on here.
Windows 10 something happened, right?
Oh, yes.
That was an event yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Were you watching?
No, I don't know. What happened then?
Okay, I'll help you.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about it.
It was an awesome event. And actually, I'm proud to be in Microsoft now.
It was a great day to be a Microsoft employee.
And today we're actually going to talk about it, mostly about it, right?
Yeah, I think all the stuff that we have to talk about today is just from yesterday. So if you watched the show yesterday, this is basically going to show about all this. We're going to talk about all this stuff. There's some new stuff in here, too, that happened outside of the event.
Yep.
But I think yesterday was the amazing day to be a Microsoft employee. The biggest thing we had talking about Windows 10, right? All about Windows 10.
We actually announced the consumer experience. We announced some applications. We announced new services coming. So that was big. Yeah. And if you watch it again, of course, after this show.
Yeah, wait till this is done. Don't go right now. It's on Channel 9,
the
recording.
On Channel
9. So go back to their homepage. You're going to see the recording right there. You can play the whole 2.5 hours or how long it is on repeat. Just play it all day long. That's what I do.
Yeah. That's an awesome event.
Yeah.
And you should see all these demos and like in live like in real.
Yeah.
You should take a look at the all the products and devices we announced. So it's worth watch. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And one of the things we actually announced yesterday was
free upgrade. So if you have Windows 7, Windows 8, 8.1. The first year that Windows 10 comes out, it will be a free upgrade for you. So go ahead. There's nothing for you to stop it anymore. You can just go ahead and get Windows 10 and put it on your device.
This is big.
It is an amazing announcement, and it's gonna blow everything out. I hope everyone's gonna go to Windows 10.
Yeah, and along a lot of good things coming to Windows 10, and my favorite thing, obviously, is Cortana coming to desktop and tablets. This is awesome. We have Cortana on Windows Phone for some time already. I love this feature. A lot of people love this feature, and it's coming to Windows. And you basically can use it like using your voice. You may have comments. You may use search. You may ask Cortana to search for documents. So this is big.
Right. You know, it's amazing because it actually integrates more than it does on Windows Phone now. You can actually search to your OneDrive, search to your music, search your documents. You can say things like, find me this document on this date or stuff. You can be very specific about the things that you find.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's super integrated within the operating system. And it's an actual digital assistant now. You can say, you're working on something, you don't have to search for anything, you just say it.
Yeah, you may ask Cortana to create and send emails, and you may dictate those emails. This is big. Cortana is evolving both as a service and as an application.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, back in the day when you can just sit down and lay on the couch and tell somebody to type your email, now you can do that with Cortana.
Yeah, you can. And going from Cortana on desktop, let's switch to the device
desktop and laptop wasn't the only thing we talked about in terms of Windows 10. We also talked about Windows Phone. We showed the really cool stuff that's coming to Windows Phone, that's improvements in the whole device. And we've announced that if you are a Windows Insider, and anybody can sign up for Windows Insider, so if you haven't signed up yet, make sure you do that. You can send your feedback and everything. But when you're a Windows Insider, starting sometime next month, you will be able to actually put Windows 10 on your Windows Phone device and get all these improvements and get all these updates.
Yeah, all these improvements, including Cortana, new applications, new user interface.
With this also comes the Feedback Hub. So if you're not familiar with the Feedback Hub, it's awesome on Windows 10. If you find a bug or if you find a feature you don't like, you just open up Feedback Hub, you type in, I don't like this, goes directly to the engineers here, and everyone looks at them all the time, and they improve the operating system just like that.
Yeah, so you mentioned that great. Insider Hub, and this is really important. Insiders help us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we are trying to give you these products as early as possible. And actually, Joe Bilfiore mentioned yesterday many times, look, this is not finalized product. This is not final. It may have some bugs. But it's very important to give it as early as possible to be able to get your feedback back, right?
Agreed. And if you don't do this, we might miss something, and then you might come back later when it's RTN time and say, hey, how come you didn't do this? We should have told us about it.
Yeah, I would also say thank you very much for your feedback. This is important, and every feedback you submit makes sense. Actually, there are a lot of people reading this feedback and following up on that.
Yeah. Well, moving on, we didn't just talk about Windows Desktop and Windows Phone. We also talked about Xbox.
Yes.
Xbox is very awesome. Yeah. So there is a lot of announcements. I'm going to try to go quickly, all of them, but there's a lot of things.
Let's try to go quickly.
First thing was Xbox on Windows 10. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be an Xbox application on Windows 10 that ties into all the Xbox Live services. So you'll be able to do all the game, party, chatting, all the stuff you do on the Xbox, you'll be able to do on Windows, first of all. You'll be able to do sharing and viewing and editing of your game DVR videos that you do on the Xbox on the Windows too. Really cool thing about game DVR, we also announced it's coming to Windows 10. Yeah. So if you have all these Windows app games, like on Steam or wherever you have them, you can actually use game DVR to record stuff even before you actually press the button. So you can be playing the game, you see, oh, something cool happened. Oh, record that, whatever, you press the button, and it records the last 30 seconds and share that just like you do on Xbox One. It's an amazing feature right out of the box on Windows 10.
Yeah, and just record it, and even like if you didn't press record before, you can have a last 30 seconds anyway.
It does it for you, so you don't have to like record all the time.
This is huge, and all these social features, I can spend more time doing something non-work related stuff, in addition to Facebook, obviously.
Well, talking about all the stuff you can do on the Xbox application, cool thing is we did some announcements around games that are coming up on here, and game developers now have the ability, because of the unified platform, ability to write games that run on both platforms.
Yeah.
And we announced that you actually be able to play multiplayer games across platform. So I'll be playing on my PC, you'll be playing on your Xbox, and we can be in the same multiplayer game playing together. You don't have to be on the same console anymore.
And along with it, DirectX 12 is coming, and actually more and more hardware vendors support DirectX 12. And this is a huge step. This is a huge step for the platform, because it's going to really improve the performance, it's going to really improve power consumption, even on existing hardware. So this is big. So like in terms of power consumption, it's extremely important for the mobile platform, because the battery is still there and like...
And you can do a lot more complex stuff now than before, and it's just a lot more smooth as butter.
Yeah,
I say.
Same hardware, better graphics.
And if you have a PC and a laptop that has you want to play some game on it, you have an Xbox, one of the biggest thing, in my opinion, we announced is the ability to actually stream games from your Xbox One at your home to your laptop or desktop in your home.
Yeah, so basically stream a game from my living room to my bedroom.
Exactly. You know, you could be on your Surface, you know, plug in your Xbox One controller to your Surface, press the stream button, runs the app, the game on the Xbox, and gets streams to your device, to your laptop, and you get to play it.
This is exciting.
It's awesome, exciting news. And there's more to come.
More to come, a lot. So actually, there is a GDC 2015 coming, the conference in San Francisco, and we're going to share a lot more at GDC, a lot more gaming stuff.
I can't wait. There's all kind of conferences coming up. We'll talk about this.
Yeah, it's going to be big spring. Yeah. So going from all these Windows and services and devices stuff, we're going to the application side.
Mm-hmm.
And another really big news that we have now new browser. This is Project Spartan. It's not the final name. Some people like
it. It's an awesome name, in my opinion, but we'll see if they keep it or make it something similar.
Yeah. Project Spartan is a completely new browser. It has a, besides the engine, which is great now with all these HTML5 and supporting standards and everything, it also has a new UI, which is like very good and sleek, and you know, I really
beautiful.
Like it.
The content is front and center. Nice.
It has some additional features, and those features are great in terms of like, I haven't seen it before. For example, Cortana integration. This is awesome.
I saw it. That was awesome.
You just type like weather in the command line and it shows you weather like using Cortana services. You can use your voice for controlling the browser. So this is big.
My favorite part was when you can actually, it knows what you're trying to do or tries to guess what you're trying to do. So if you want to go to, for example, to like the Delta website, as an example, and want to see, you know, a flight that you know you want to track, Cortana already might know that you're tracking that flight. Instead of you go into a website and looking for the flight, it might show you directly before you even start typing the full thing, start showing you the flight status, etc. So it starts to learn about you and predict how you're going to, what you're trying to do, which I think is amazing.
And it gives you like contextual information. For example, you're reading a menu or a recipe and you select a certain component and it shows you information like how many calories it has, like what it is, and you know,
it's using a lot of the Bing functionality that we've built into the platform. It's amazing, and it's not just that. I mean,
you can annotate things. So basically, if you have something you want to select to pay attention to that, you can use your finger or your mouse or your pen, whatever input device you have with your Windows device. You can annotate things, and it will be saved for a while. You can use it later.
And you can share it too with somebody. You can say, "Oh, I like this. Oh, look at this. Oh, cool."
Yeah, you can share it with people. Yeah,
so you can screen cap of that. You're done. And then final thing that I think is awesome that I want right now is the reading view and be able to save.
I use it on Windows Phone. Yeah.
Reading view on Windows Phone is amazing, but the ability to actually save things that you want to read offline, I think that's awesome. I want that right now. I want that on my phone and I want that on my laptop.
And also, like, some people don't like it, but I really like it. When you use Reading View, you don't see all advertisements stuff. Yeah, you only see like pictures and text and like no advertising.
It looks like a magazine that you just go through and you just read through it. There's no, even if you have, I believe if you have, you know, some websites do next page to see all the content, I think it just does everything at once.
I don't know, but hopefully it does.
I hope it does.
Great. So, and then we are moving from operating system, then
there were a few more devices that we announced.
Services, applications, we're moving to devices. And the first one is Surface Hub. We used to know it as PPI.
As Perceptive Pixel, yes.
Yeah. But this is a new version of PPI with a new name. And this is really big, not just because of it's big.
It is. It's 80-some pixels. It's 4K resolution. I haven't seen one in person, but I've seen screens this big, and they're very big. And I don't know what to expect from this, but from the UI that they showed, it's amazing. It's something that it's front and center in front of everybody, so everyone can use it, everyone can collaborate on it. It has a bunch of cameras on it, sensors to know who's there to recognize you. It's a completely new OS. They can do a link, direct connection to link, and all these different things. So it's a great thing, and I'm wanting it in my office right now.
Yeah, and it's also another example of Windows 10 tailoring your device depending on what form factor it is. Mm-hmm. Because if it's a desktop, it's basically one experience. If it's a phone, it's another experience. And if it's a big, I don't know, wall, basically, it's another experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is really great. They have special versions of applications. They have a bunch of additional capabilities applicable to the cases. You don't need your whiteboard. You don't need to make pictures of your whiteboard like we do every meeting. So even with some great mobile applications, you know, it's not like natural. So
it integrates very well with your digital life and all the digital things that we have, that we use.
Yeah, I need it in my office too.
Well, we talk about
by the way, about
being productive.
Office.
Yes, productive. Let's talk about Office. So there was a lot of announcements around Office too. One of the things was that Office is coming to a new version of Office, universal version of Office is coming to Windows 10. So Windows Phone, Windows Desktop, laptop.
It's a universal app, basically.
Universal app. The cool thing is this has a lot of the power that Windows on desktop has today, which is the ribbon. The ribbon with all the cool features and formatting, all the different things.
Yeah, and GPU support.
Like, oh yeah,
it works like on my machine. It's great. Yeah. You know, it's full Office. It's basically if you project your phone to a big display using like projection tool, this is just Office, right?
Yeah, you don't have to bring your laptop to the to the meeting, whatever, you just bring your lap office, you do Miracast, you project to the wirelessly to the screen, and you just do your PowerPoint. It has all the graphics, acceleration, everything. It looks amazing.
Yeah, and obviously it's touch oriented, so it's not just ported Office as is. So they ported all the stuff inside, all these like power of real Office, and really I'm jealous. They're so smart programmers, like developers. They did it. You know, Office is big, it's heavy, but they did it. You know, that's really exciting thing for me.
Cool. Well, before the next one, I just want to put a little device on my screen real quick before we talk about the next thing. So I have one of these things.
This is...
What's the next announcement? Tell us about the next announcement, Vlad. Oh my God, it's 3D. I can see it. Oh my God, you're in 3D, yeah. Vlad.
I'm real. I'm real.
Yeah. What
have
you announced?
This guy probably not. Oh, it's real.
What have you announced, Vlad?
HoloLens.
HoloLens.
It was.
I want it so bad. I made my own.
Thing. HoloLens is the biggest thing I think in this year, or maybe last. I don't know.
I would say this decade. Maybe this century.
we don't know yet, but you know, it's something people still talking about. Like it was trending for hours in Twitter. Now people just talking. This is big. This is basically something like holograms in your real life. So it's augmented reality.
It's actual holograms in your life. It's amazing. What I think is more amazing is most of Microsoft had no idea that anything like this is even in the works. And when they were announcing it at the event yesterday, they first showed a video, and it seemed like when you watch the video, it's like, oh my God, that would be awesome if we can actually have that in the future in the next, I don't know, 100 years.
Yes.
And it's actually real, and you actually showed the actual device that has holograms.
Yeah.
It's holograms.
This is big.
And it's Star Trek.
It's here. It's here.
It's the future.
You can use it in gaming. You can use it in production. You can use it to, like, playing stuff. You can use it in learning. You can use it in researching.
Or you can just use it and just, I don't know, have it on you.
Look at video. Awesome. So basically everything about this device is on HoloLens.com. Mm-hmm. There is a special website. Like, even if you're just watching YouTube, I've seen this... as an advertisement yesterday, already twice. So basically it's coming, and this is big. This is going to change our life.
I think it's, I can't wait to get my hands on one, hopefully soon.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is big. I you know, I just cannot say anything.
Yeah.
This is, as they say, transforms your world.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we announced a lot of things yesterday. We had a whole range of Windows 10 devices. So. We've shown the slides all times, and this slide keeps increasing with multiple devices on it.
Yes.
We keep adding things. We start from the small IoT type device all the way up to the Xbox. We have the new Surface Hub, and now the HoloLens.
Yeah, and they all are Windows 10 devices.
Yeah.
And this is big because it's kind of one operating system, one application model.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we're going to talk about this at Build.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, Build was sold out in 45 minutes after registration. Yeah. Registration started at 8 a.m. Pacific time today. Not today, but Thursday. You know, that's cool, but you still add you to a wait list. We probably will have more seats available. And then you will be able to register. Yeah.
And Build is my favorite conference of the year.
I
get to go because it's awesome.
Yeah.
But we get to learn about all the stuff that we saw today. We get to learn a lot more details. And what's more important, I think, for me at least, it's we get to learn a lot more about the developer story about these things.
Yes.
How do we get access to the development tools? How do we get access to all the APIs? How do you use all the APIs? How do we make your application run on Windows and HoloLens? We get to learn all the different things at Build. So if you weren't lucky enough to get and Build, you can always watch all the sessions.
Yes.
Record it. Even some sessions are even live. So the keynote will be live, some session will be live. The session will be all recorded here on Channel 9. So you'll always be able to go back and watch all the sessions.
But it's nothing if you compare it to like real.
Of course, and you get to talk
conversation to people, to developers, to product team members. Mm-hmm. You know, this is huge, and the conference like atmosphere is always like inspiring. It's just inspiring. Inspiring
just meeting all the
people
that just want to learn. It's great.
Yeah. Talking about conferences and moving from like the old Microsoft stuff, like both consumer and enterprise, but more like operating system oriented. There is another thing. Starting actually
a week after
Build. This conference is more about enterprise focused, we're going to have a bunch of Windows Azure stuff there. We're going to have Office. We're going to have obviously like Windows Server. And it's still very important in Windows 10. It's not only about consumer features. If you're an enterprise developer or you work in enterprise, if it's it's either yourself or your customer, you probably should go or watch. So yeah, this is a big thing.
And this one will also be on Channel 9 as well. Yeah. All these sessions will also be on Channel 9, so you'll be able to watch them all.
Yeah, and you can imagine with all these things coming on Windows 10 side, it's just a part of the whole story. Mm-hmm. So enterprise should be another part, and then, you know, you can imagine how many good things are coming on this conference. Yeah. And we talk about like operating system, application development, services,
devices,
blah blah blah.
Yep.
But how are we going to develop all these things?
So there was an announcement on for Visual Studio. There's an update for Visual Studio 2015 now. It's the CTP5 update, which comes with all kinds of improvements in debugging and all kinds of new things. So if you downloaded the preview a few months ago that we announced, get this update new. If you haven't gotten 2015, get 2015. Yeah. It's awesome.
They fixed bugs. They added new features. We are using it now, and we are happy with this.
Oh, yeah. It's actually the only Visual Studio I have on my machine right now.
Yeah. Same for me. It supports development for 8.1, so
yeah,
that's enough.
Of course.
Yeah. I like it. Download it. You're going to learn stuff with it. And we are switching
to... That's it. Pick of the weeks, right?
Pick of the weeks. Yes.
Go ahead. Do yours first.
Yeah. My pick of the week is DirectX 12 and Windows 10 support in Unity.
Unity, wow.
Unity is the most popular game engine in the world. That's obvious for everybody, especially on mobile side of the world. And of course, Unity supports Windows 8.1, Windows Phone, and even Xbox. But now they support DirectX 12. And you know, it gives a bunch of power to the engine itself and to developers. We're already talking about power consumption, like CPU optimization. So basically, it runs faster, it consumes less energy, and it has some additional features, and Unity is going to use it and basically give it to you, to your developers, game developers, to make your games better and faster on Microsoft platform. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's really exciting that they start supporting it versus last year. They start supporting it even like on the very, very early stages. And with this Windows 10 and DirectX 12 support, they're going to start from Windows desktop, then move to Windows Phone, then move to Xbox, then like all the range of devices probably as soon as they catching up on
come
this.
Up on Windows 10, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I'm proud. I'm proud for them. They're doing it so great, right. And they, you know, they respect the platform.
Well, speaking of the common platform and Windows 10 and being able to develop for all these different applications, one of the cool things I think that we saw yesterday at the event or Wednesday on the event was the universal applications that are running on Windows 10. So we saw a
Your
bunch
pick
of applications.
Of the
this is my pick of the week. Yeah. Yes. We saw a lot of applications that run. So we saw the Photos application. Mm-hmm. We saw some of the Outlook applications, the calendar application running. There's a lot more applications out there that are built for universal apps. They're running on Windows 10. And it's a great thing to remind people that universal applications are what we are betting on and what we are developing in-house ourselves.
Yeah.
And once Windows 10 and more devices come to Windows 10 platforms, they get up there. All these universal applications will be able to get extended to these devices. So if you're a developer and you want to get on Windows 10 when Windows 10 is available, the best thing to do right now is to write universal applications for Windows 8.1. Because eventually you'll be able to move these to Windows 10, be able to move them to the Xbox, like you said, be able to move into, who knows, HoloLens in the future. So, you know, it's a great way to actually get started early start on the development on this huge platform that's coming up.
So basically, wrapping up this thing, many people ask, like, what should I do to start developing applications for mm-hmm. Windows 10 or even for HoloLens? The answer is, develop universal mm-hmm. applications on Windows now. That's your way to all these beautiful platforms, mm-hmm. capabilities, devices, features, whatever. Yeah. So I love my job.
I love my job. So now I'm going to continue playing with my Holo paper that I created. And oh my God, it's all 3D. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah. You don't want to watch it, okay? Thank you. Bye.